Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I just cannot believe all the stories we've gone through. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated storms possible this evening, otherwise mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Sunny, hot, and low 90s for tomorrow. A few storms around tomorrow night. Even hotter on Wednesday, up to the mid-90s. Maybe a storm or two later Thursday.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation this afternoon, 844-967-2789. So I'm going to go through what I think is going to be in the Trump indictment. This is largely based on Rolling Stone reporting, as well as some of the wonk blogs that I like to read. But before I get there, I wanted to remind everyone, if you live in Milwaukee County, please call your county board supervisor and let them know what you think about the upcoming sales tax vote. This is going down on Thursday, this Thursday, July 27th. Milwaukee County will decide whether or not we want to start shuttering our doors and boxing up our stuff and going home, or actually continuing to function as a government. So please do not forget to do that. A programming related note. On Thursday, I'm really excited to announce that I'm going to be joined by the City of Milwaukee's Comptroller. Their Chief Fiscal Officer, Aicha Sawa, is going to be joining me in the WAUK studio to talk sales tax, pension, and a few other things. Don't worry, I'll try to make it sexy and interesting. challenging, though that may be, about that subject matter. So mark your calendars. I think that's a really important moment to observe. We're going to have the top fiscal officer for the City of Milwaukee here to talk with us about it. I also wanted to do a little tease. Hopefully tomorrow, I am going to be joined again by our friend Erica Payne of the Patriotic Millionaires, talking about the Great Economy Project and what they've got going on in Richland Center. Their next set of programming is about to be announced, and they wanted to share that. No better place to do it than right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. So stay tuned for that either tomorrow or Wednesday. And again, Comptroller Aicha Sawa of the City of Milwaukee on Thursday. So let's go through what at least the experts in Rolling Stone and from some of the other legal blogs are saying are the three charges that they're pretty sure are in the indictment. So first, let's just observe this. Donald Trump is right to say that never before has any president, former president, been charged with anything like this. The national security documents case and the payoffs case out of New York aren't quite at this level. So yes, it is historic. And yet, I don't think we've quite seen anything like the display that Donald Trump has been over the last 5 years in terms of U.S. democracy. The first charge that we're fairly certain is going to be part of the indictment, not in any particular order here, comes under 18 U.S.C. Section 371. It's conspiracy to commit offense or to defraud the United States, and it reads, it's pretty simple, if two or more persons conspire to either commit any offense against the United States or to defraud the United States or any agency thereof in any manner or for any purpose, and one or more of such persons do any act to affect the object of the conspiracy, each shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. So this is just like almost all common or statutory conspiracy charges. You have to have an agreement to do a thing, and then you have to take a step in furtherance of the thing that you agreed to do. This is really interesting because it has nothing to do with the First Amendment, right? That is anticipated to be the core of at least one of Donald Trump's defenses. Listen, I can't be criminally liable for this because all of these things are protected under the First Amendment. It doesn't matter under this statute. It has nothing to do with the First Amendment. And so there's basically three things that I think prove this up pretty convincingly. And the first one is the legal easy one, which is the Eastman coup plan, the fake elector scheme, which was that then Mike Pence would basically have some reason to declare unilaterally that the electoral counts in the swing states were in doubt. He was setting them aside. He was acknowledging these electors and then basically announcing that Donald Trump had won re-election. These were these fraudulent electoral certificates that were getting passed around. Yes, I'm talking about you, Senator Ron Johnson. That's what this is about. And this is going to be pretty well documented on paper. That's going to be a documentary sort of thing as well, then supported by testimony of the other legal experts who are telling Donald Trump that that's all hogwash and not a thing. The other two things that I think go to prove this is the big lie. Then knowing that he's lost, going out there and repeatedly saying over and over and over again that he had won the election and that the results had been somehow tampered with. And then thirdly, raising money off of this. That's fraud. I think that could potentially fall under this crime. That proof is basically every time any one of his surrogates got on Fox News, OAN, or Newsmax and talked about this garbage. And then all the solicitation emails that went out. Pretty cut and dry. Charge number two is under 18 U.S.C. section 1512(c)(2), which the title of this is tampering with a witness, victim, or an informant. Now, that could be a separate charge, but one of the subcategories of that is obstructing an official proceeding or obstructing Congress. This was sort of a lead headline, of course, from the January 6th committee. So I'm going to break that one down. And this third charge that's been a little bit harder to pin down. As soon as we get back, I'm going to take a couple calls. 844-967-2789. Keep it locked. We're breaking down the indictment before the thing even drops right here on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Justice Department's now suing the state of Texas for refusing to remove a migrant buoy barrier along the Rio Grande. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
Governor Abbott received a letter from the DOJ warning that the buoy barriers recently deployed in the Rio Grande are unlawful, present serious risk to public safety, and interfere with the Fed's duties along the border. Governor Abbott responded, "We will see you in court, Mr. President."
A heat wave that's been broiling states along the south and west is now expanding. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking conditions.
By the time we get to Wednesday, two-thirds of everyone in this country is going to be feeling temperatures above 90 degrees.
It's still unclear if Carly Russell will face charges for lying to police about getting abducted in Alabama. Hoover Chief Nick Durzis.
We ask for your prayers for Carly as she addresses her issues and attempts to move forward, understanding that she made a mistake in this matter.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A teenage boy is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase on Eau Claire's north side yesterday afternoon. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office said they tried to stop a vehicle for signs of drunk driving as it was swerving between lanes on the north crossing. The driver of the vehicle sped away, getting up to speeds of 100 miles per hour before crashing at a roundabout, rolling the vehicle over. The only person hurt in the crash was a 17-year-old driver who was being referred for charges of OWI, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks always and ever to Anya for helping me out in the booth, sporting the fresh haircut, which you too could check out if you were watching us live on our Facebook stream. And you're always welcome to join the conversation. 844-967-2789. I just was going through the three things that Donald Trump is nearly certain to be charged with, and Jack Smith finally drops the indictment, which we all know is coming. The first one was conspiracy to defraud the United States, 18 U.S.C. Section 371. The next one is basically obstructing an official proceeding or obstructing Congress under 18 U.S.C. 1512 sub C sub 2. And it reads, whoever corruptly obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempts to do so shall be fined under this title or imprisoned by not more than 20 years or both. Please don't everyone start calling and asking me if Donald Trump is going to prison for 20 years. He's not. The sentence, even if he was convicted of that, the sentencing guidelines would bring that down considerably. But this one's pretty clear, isn't it? The one person who probably had the power to prevent this from happening, or when it was happening and started to happen, stop it, was Donald Trump. And there's not a question that it impeded an official proceeding. They stopped the proceedings. It's just that simple. The 187 minutes of watching television, watching live Fox News coverage of an official proceeding being impeded, we know about. He didn't do anything. He sat in the dining room next to the Oval and called Rudy Giuliani and God knows who else. And you want to talk about evidence of intent? How about the fact that magically the presidential phone log and diary during that period of time are mysteriously blank? How about the fact that they told the White House photographer, the official presidential photographer, to go buzz off for a while? I mean, come on. It's like a guy who told his buddies, let's go rob this bank. Please go stand by and be ready or whatever he said. And they go rob the bank and he's watching them rob the bank. Yeah, he conspired to do that. He obstructed a proceeding. And this is a crime that he will be guilty of even if he didn't stop it. In other words, the very act of him standing by and doing nothing to prevent this from happening will also seal his doom here. And I suggest that everyone, there's lots of coverage out there, and I've printed it out and I've dissected it, and maybe one show will spend the entire show going through the timeline because it's that freaking important. But in the days leading up to this, someone in the chain of command, don't know who, basically said to the National Guard and various elements of the coordination system between the Capitol Police and the DC Police and the Secret Service and the National Guard that they basically couldn't amass and get ready. When reports started to come in that there were armed people and that the number wasn't 10 or 15,000, but oh my gosh, it's 30,000 and now more and more. Someone somewhere, I don't know, in the chain of command, you know, kept help from arriving for a while. I wonder, who could that possibly have been? I do not know. Perhaps Jack Smith does. Or perhaps our friend Mark from the SAC does. Mark, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And a lot of this stuff started well before the election had even happened, I think, that they had, you know, plans in place to, you know, that because Trump was saying before the election even happened, says, well, if I lose, it's because of fraud. I mean, so he had his followers, you know, primed up to do a lot of this stuff. And doing a little research, you know, on my own just to see that, just to confirm in my own mind that the fake electors thing was not only a violation of federal law under fraud, it was also a violation of state law under, I think it's 775 of Wisconsin statutes under voting law, that it's the state law has to follow the federal constitution and federal laws when it comes to, you know, presidential elections. So the whole fake electors thing is another thing. It's just a complete fraud. complete violation of anybody who participated in that, their oath of office that they ever took, if they ever took one. And it is just as sad that this is going on like this, and it continues to go on like this. And I've had about a belly full of CJ accusing the people on civic media of lying all the time. And when Trump has done nothing but lie, and from my perspective, pretty much I've got all the civic media has been the unvarnished truth, which apparently is too tough for some people to hear. I mean, the unvarnished truth is Trump has been a criminal for his entire adult life,
right.
and he's finally being called to account for it. I mean, that the man has cheated his entire life and expects nothing to happen to him. I mean,
he basically always made it too expensive for people to hold him accountable in his civil lawsuits, right? It took him basically rising to the highest office in our country and committing the most unconscionable of crimes to finally get the entirety of the apparatus of the federal judicial system and law enforcement apparatus to finally hold this guy accountable.
Right.
Well, as always, Mark, I appreciate your calls. I appreciate you listening. Thanks for the encouragement. Listen, at some point in time, the American public is being asked to not believe what is so plainly before its own eyes. These bits of evidence and things that I'm talking about, it's not because I said that they happened. There is going to be testimony, text messages, audio recordings of exactly when these things occurred. And they all point inexorably, unquestionably, to one outcome. By the way, it was on September 29th that Donald Trump, during a presidential debate, told members of the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. On October 31st, Steve Bannon, on tape, explained to associates that Trump has a, quote, strategy. Here's the full quote. What Trump's going to do is just declare victory, right? He's going to declare victory, but that doesn't mean he's a winner. He's just going to say he's a winner, end quote. That's Steve Bannon on October 31st. Yeah, it's a freaking conspiracy. And the timeline deeply matters here. It deeply matters. The fact that his attorney general, who had up until that point been Trump's lackey, was unequivocally saying on the news that Trump did not win, that anybody who's claiming that is full of it. And 2 weeks later, he was out of a job. Trump knew. Jared Kushner and Ivanka and Mark Meadows were in the dining room with him during that 187 minutes. I wonder what Jared Kushner was asked before the grand jury. It's his son-in-law. One of the interesting things here is that the prosecution will have to prove Donald Trump's intent. And the federal jury instruction here is pretty intuitive. We can't read someone's mind, but we can use our own common experience and our own common sense and make inferences based on the facts and circumstances that surrounds that person's decision-making during the time in question. I ask you, if these things are facts and they will be proven to be facts, how can you make an argument that he did not do these things? You can say to me, Maggie, I'll admit of the fact that he did them, but I do not think that punishment or prosecution is in the best interest of the country. You can say that. At least that argument has a tether to reality. It is laughably stupid, naive, biased, and generally effed up beyond all recognition. But it's an argument that at least has some factual reality and integrity for that reason. Might I remind you what Kevin McCarthy said in the days after January 6th, the president bears responsibility. He should have immediately denounced the mob and sent them home. We will hold those responsible accountable. Now he cannot attach his lips to Donald Trump's butt with any more deliberateness or daily genuflection. Have you no shame, sir? All right. The third charge. Now, this was the interesting bit here because Rolling Stone reported it first as deprivation of rights under the color of the law. That's 18 U.S. Code 242 came out of the Civil War. It was then enforced really for the first time in the 60s, as I noted before. But the New York Times came back on Friday and corrected that and said that they believe that the charge is under 18 U.S.C. Section 241, a statute entitled Conspiracy Against Rights. It reads thusly, if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, district, in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised the same, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 10 years or both. These sections of the U.S. Code were enacted in the wake of the Civil War to protect Black folks from having their voting and other legal rights stripped away. And it has been used over the decades, specifically Section 241, to protect citizens against voting fraud conspiracies. Anybody? Anybody? So we've got our good friend CJ on the line, and I'm going to ask him just a place-setting question, which is this, CJ. I would like to know, do you think Donald Trump should have done more on January 6th to stop the violence that day?
I think if the January 6th committee was honest, they would have allowed questioning exactly what happened, because Nancy Pelosi was allowed to have the National Guard 2 days before that. And who's in control of
that's
security?
False. That's untrue.
Capital.
That is untrue,
it
sir.
Is not. It is.
Yes, it is. Factual. Okay, so I want to ask you the question that I started with. Can you please? Well, I know that you have a point that you want to make, CJ, but I want us to at least find some common footing, and then I'll allow you to make your point. But I at least want us to find one place of agreement. I think Donald Trump should have done more earlier that day, regardless of what Nancy Pelosi should or should not have done. When he saw what was happening on the TV, sir, should he have acted more quickly and more clearly to stop the violence that day?
Is my mic on now?
Should he have acted more quickly to stop the violence that day?
January 6th. Supposedly, they laid that all out, Maggie, and, you know, they didn't play the part where he, you know, they didn't play the part of his speech where he said, go peacefully.
We waited over 3 hours, CJ. My question to you is about those 3 hours. Should he have acted more quickly? Should he have come out sooner when he saw Capitol police officers being attacked by people wearing Donald Trump hats? Should he have acted sooner?
You know, I thought the January 6th and Mueller and, you know, all that was solved. You know, that's the mere fact that they gave minutes of testimony and video evidence, and the proof be told, there was 33,000 hours that they was released because most people in there were taking selfies with the statues. The one.
Okay. We got to go to break. I got 10 seconds. I'm sorry. I had to cut you off.
If you care about animals or crops,
of what you were saying,
probably
though.
Care how the weather could
I'll be back with
both.
More in a minute.
It's
I'm Maggie Dawn.
Wisconsin.
This is the
and
Maggie
the success
Dawn Show.
Of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated storms possible this evening, otherwise mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Sunny, hot, and low 90s for tomorrow. A few storms around tomorrow night. Even hotter on Wednesday, up to the mid-90s. Maybe a storm or two later Thursday.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. I was having a fun tangle with CJ before the break, and he mentioned that Nancy Pelosi had all the National Guard troops that she could handle on January 6th. Here are some facts. On December 31st, District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser requests a limited National Guard deployment as downtown merchants begin to board up their businesses. On January 3rd, U.S. Capitol Police Deputy Chief Gallagher replies to the Department of Defense via text message that request for National Guard support is not forthcoming at this time. That's January 3rd. On that same day, Trump announces that he will be at the Ellipse rally and then orders recently appointed Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller to, quote, do whatever was necessary to protect the demonstrators on January 6th. On January 4th, U.S. Capitol Police Chief of Police Sund asked Senate Sergeant at Arms and House Sergeant at Arms for authority to have National Guard assist. Request denied, CJ. Secretary of Defense Miller issued orders on January 4th prohibiting the deployment of D.C. National Guard members with weapons, helmets, body armor, or riot control agents without his personal approval. On January 5th, D.C. National Guard commanding Major General William J. Walker receives new orders from Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy, stating that he must seek approval from McCarthy and Defense Secretary Miller before preparing to respond to any civil disturbance. Previously, D.C. National Guard commanding Major General William J. Walker had unilateral authority to respond without first seeking permission. Yes or no, it is not true that Nancy Pelosi had all the National Guard she wanted. Jean from Eau Claire, it's the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for covering this. This is just an outstanding show. Thank you so much. CJ, wake up. We're not idiots. I watched live that day. I saw what happened at that Capitol. I was outraged, sickened. I cried. I never seen anything like it. Oh, if they're just taking pictures and posing by, he's living in la-la land and he needs to wake up. Because America, you can still see all these things that happen. You can go to PBS. They have all the hearings. You can see the evidence with your own eyes and the texts back and forth and people begging him to do something Trump. And it's just, I mean, anybody that thinks he's innocent, really, I don't know. I think they need their head examined. Thank you very much for the work you do. Outstanding show as usual. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you, Jean. And I have this to say, if there was so much like nothing to see here, what happened to the Secret Service text messages from January 5th and 6th? Like, why did those go missing? Why is the presidential diary blank? Why is the president's call log blank? Why was the president's official photographer kicked out of the White House? On and on and on. Just use your common sense, everybody. Rico, my man, what's up? You're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, how you doing, Maggie? I just wanted to thank you for everything you do and all the fine hosts, all the fine shows, the civic media, the information, the truth you bring us. And the reason I say that is you're what we got right here in Wisconsin. And I think in the end here, ultimately, if you think about it, it will be we, the people, who will be Trump's ultimate jury come November 2024. You can take that to the bank. We, the people, will make this case. I can't say it enough.
I love it, Rico, from your lips to everybody's ears here on the Civic Media Radio Network. CJ, I'm going to give you 1 second to respond to those facts. It was not true that the DC National Guard was available. That was false. They had been given direct orders to effectively not respond to an active request first transmitted on December 31st from Mayor Muriel Bowser. What you were saying was untrue. What is your response, sir? CJ, you're on. What's your response to the facts that I shared? Well, that's kind of what I thought. Thanks much for making my point for me. We're going to call that a mic drop here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Before we get to the end of the hour, and I didn't quite get enough time to stitch this all together for y'all like I promised I would do. But I will promise you all that when we get a conversation going, I'm not just going to move on. Because if you're interested in it, I want to be interested in it. And I want us to take a pause where we need to talk through some of this stuff. So I'll be back here tomorrow, and I will continue to tie this all together for everybody. But the last one that we were talking about, this last charge that's going to be in the indictment, was 18 U.S.C. Section 242, conspiracy against rights. This there's a couple of cases that I think are really illustrative, and one was very recent. The first one is from a while ago. It was basically a ballot box stuffing incident, and they didn't do it at enough scale to actually impact the election. This was from 1948. They still found a criminal violation of this. So even that, stuffing some ballots into a box back in the olden days when they used paper, yeah, that resulted in a criminal conviction, and folks went to prison over that. If that was good enough for those folks back then, it's not quite good enough for this guy. The other case is a really interesting one. This was about election misinformation, and this was actually a result of the 2016 election. A guy by the name of Douglas Mackey was convicted of March of this year by a federal jury for conspiracy against rights based on his efforts to deprive individuals of their right to vote. It was this guy and one of his buddies sent out these robocalls in the 2016 election that basically told Democratic voters, Anya's remembering this now, that they could like vote by text or do these other wackadoo things that weren't voting. Yeah, these guys, they got charged and convicted with this in 2016. So if it's okay for those people to go to prison over this, wouldn't it sort of require it here? I'm going to spend a little bit more time about what all that means and the very huge importance of the fact that these, particularly this crime, was one that was made part of U.S. law following the civil rights era and was used to help protect the civil liberties of Black folks back in the 60s. And all that that says about the moment that we're in. Yes, Mr. Aldean, I am coming for your privileged butt tomorrow on the Maggie Dawn Show. Tune us back in. I always want to hear from you. You can always email me here at Civic Media, maggie.dawn@civicmedia.us. Thanks, Anya. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
I'll be back tomorrow here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alma Show.
That's a pretty rough one, the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alma Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.